So, dear Ace, are you enjoying this trip to Milan?
Yeah, I always enjoy Milan.
Yeah.
Milan is great, actually. I've done quite a lot of stuff so far, actually. Yesterday we did some interviews. We met Pino Scotto on Rock TV. We did the first masterclass for here. Mm-hmm. So we had a bunch of guests in here doing a masterclass. And we just generally met people today. We went over to Bode, the musical instrument people, and we hang out with them for lunch, and I'm having a good time, actually.
And what should like aspiring guitarists should expect from your method, your course here in Milan?
I think that they should expect it to be really fun,
mm-hmm.
okay, for a start, really easy,
yeah.
You know. They should expect to be able to write their own songs, you know, learn things by ear easily,
mm-hmm.
and their drive, their determination is what will make them go further, because the course content, it seems very, very simple, it's very logical, but it does show you how to be a player with your own style and your own sound, but also to write songs and be in a band.
And so it's something you've been doing for quite a few years right now?
Yeah, the Guitar Academy's been going for 2 years.
Okay.
But it's only been open for a year. So 2 years ago, I started putting it together. It took me about a year to make the stuff, write the course, get all the things together for it. And then the first place we opened was in Vicenza,
mm-hmm.
in a place called Montecchio in Ultra Musica.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been running it for a year there. We don't have a lot of students, but we involve all the other students in it as well.
Okay.
So even the bass, the drums, the vocals, everything, they all come and play together with us. So the Ace Guitar Academy guitarists play with the rest of the musicians in the school. So that started there in Montecchio a year or so ago, and then this one in Yellow Sound now is just about to open,
yeah.
which should be really good. There's one in Siena that I'm going to mm-hmm. in a couple of weeks' time. I've got a couple in England as well. One in London that's just starting like this, and one that's been open for 6 months.
Mm-hmm. And what about other places in Europe? Are you planning something?
I could do, mm-hmm. but at the moment this is enough to handle.
Ah, okay.
Because I've got Skunk and Nancy as well. We've got to write and finish our new record, and I'm also I have a job in a big music college in England called the ACM. So I'm the head of creative industry development, which is like working with the students to bring them to the outside world of playing, recording, internships, placements.
And which are like your main influences as a guitar player, either guitarists and bands, musicians in general?
I'm really influenced by people who have good sounds. So for instance, I really like Rage Against the Machine, Tom Morello. I really like Black Sabbath, Tony Iommi, Led Zeppelin, The Edge. There's so many great guitarists out there, but I quite like simple players with good sounds and quite simple songs. My theory on the course is simple things played well,
mm-hmm.
because you can get a long way with that. I saw a young boy this morning, guitarist, and he was, I think, must have been about 12, I suppose.
Oh my goodness.
And he could play a few basic chords and one scale, and that's enough to start writing songs. So from that age, he can start writing songs. He can develop his guitar playing style even better, but he can actually start writing songs with knowing a chord shape and a solo.
Yeah. And do you think you started to experience success in around mid-90s, and
yeah.
the internet revolution was at the very beginning. What's changed, in your opinion? What do you think about promoting nowadays music online and stuff?
I think it's actually quite amazing. I think online promotion is brilliant, because in the other days of music, you had to pay a lot of money to do the same thing. So it's really good for bands. If they want to get exposure now, they can make music, they can post it online, they can put it on iTunes, they can stream it, everything, for nothing. Whereas in the old days, when we had record deals, we had to pay thousands of pounds for this, and they put it on our bill. So that's why a lot of bands never made money off records. They were still paying off promotional bills. It's really true. So now, the internet is really brilliant in that sense. The only downside of the internet is, apart from people copying, the downside is everyone expects to get music for free now,
yeah.
and no one wants to pay for music. So that's the downside of the internet. So, you know, everyone's giving away their music. Please take our record, all the time. So it means as an artist, it's very difficult to survive.
Yeah, and which are like your best and worst memories from the early days with Duncan Ansley?
Well, my best memories, I think, maybe because I was 20 years younger, all of it, really, all of it. I don't,
just being 20.
Yeah, yeah, just being my 20s is the best memory. I think some of the real standout points were playing Glastonbury Festival. That was really good. That was a massive festival in England, headlining that. Playing for the Dalai Lama with Pavarotti here was a great show. Playing for Nelson Mandela for his 80th birthday in South Africa, that was really good. So there's some real kind of standout moments, as well as all the great shows and the records. You know, just the whole time was fantastic, to be honest. Things, bad things, nothing really.
Yeah,
there was nothing really bad about it. The only thing was that you know, no one really had a proper relationship because we were never at home or anywhere, so everyone's, you know, boyfriends, girlfriends, everything, we all split up with all our boyfriends, girlfriends, because we were never there. So that was maybe the only bad thing, but it wasn't so bad, you know.
You were so young, I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
Long way ahead. Mm. And what should the audience expect from the new album by Duncan Ansley?
Oh, well, I don't know yet, because we haven't written it. Something brilliant, as usual. It's not written, finished yet, so it's not recorded or anything, so we will have to do that at some point. But it's happening, it's going
to
happen.
And may we hope to see you in Italy?
Oh, of course, yeah, we're definitely. Skin's doing the X Factor at the moment, isn't she? Yeah. So she's got a big commitment with that. But yeah, we'll be here, definitely. I'm always here anyway. Yeah. I was in Palma Nova a couple of weeks ago at the Supernova Festival.
Mm-hmm.
I jumped on stage and I played with Omar Pedrini.
Okay.
Which is kind of fun. And said I'm in Siena in a couple of weeks' time. And so I'm usually in Italy once every couple of months.
Yeah, that's so amazing. So,
yeah.
Like one final message greeting to the Italian fans of Ace and Duncan Ansley?
Just want to say hi and just say thank you for supporting us for all these years, 21 years.
Time flies.
21 years, yeah, and thanks for supporting us, and we really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Pleasure.